Hello, self-developers, and welcome to the Patrick Kelly Podcast for Self-Development, where I will be reviewing audible books on self-development that can change your life for the better this year and years to come. It is said that if we keep on doing what we always did, we will keep on getting what we always got. In other words, to change our output, we first have to change our input. Today is June 26, 2022, and this is episode 26 of season 2. And today we'll be reviewing the audible book, The Power of Positive Leadership by John Gordon. This audible book will teach you how to become a positive leader by first becoming a positive person.
Chapter 1.
From negative to positive. Being positive does not only make you better, being positive makes every person around you better. It does not come naturally to be positive, especially when we live in a very negative world. Positivity is a difference maker in business, education, life, and sports. The power of positive leadership can lead, inspire, and transform teams and organizations. Becoming a positive leader does not only make you better, it makes everyone around you better.
Chapter 2.
Real positive. We are not positive because life is easy. We are positive because life can be hard. As a leader, you will face all kinds of challenges, adversity, negativity, and tests. You will feel at times that the world is conspiring against you. There will be moments when you want to give up. At the end of the day, the future belongs to who believe in it and have the belief, resilience, positivity, and optimism to overcome all the challenges in order to create it. Optimistic salespeople perform better than their pessimistic counterparts. People with negative attitudes are prone to be more stagnant and never go any place in life. People who are positive tend to attract other positive people. Positive leaders build great teams. They believe in their principles. They believe in their people. They believe in teamwork. They believe in the future. They believe in what is possible, so they act and do, connect and create, build and transform their team and organization and change the world.
Chapter 3.
Positive leaders drive positive cultures. Culture is not just one thing, it is everything. Positive leaders do drive positive cultures. As a leader, you are the driver of your bus, and it is your duty to get other people on your bus. Culture drives expectations and beliefs. Expectations and beliefs drive behaviors. Behaviors drive habits, and habits create the future. As a leader, you must spend your time, energy, and effort creating the culture of your team and organization. When your culture dictates your decisions, you are on the right path to positive results. More than words, the greatest organizations have people who are on a mission. The greatest mission statement in the world is pointless unless your people are on a mission. As a positive leader, you just can't talk. You have to walk your talk and lead the way. If you don't set an example and live the culture, your values won't come to life. This also goes for the people on your team and your organization. Everyone creates the culture. Leaders define what your culture stands for, and your people define whether or not they stand for your culture. The unwritten rules in an organization are more important than the written ones. The rule you set is what your organization is really all about. Don't just show the world your mission statement. Show the world you're on a mission. Positive leaders build a culture with the people in their organization. Positively contagious. As a leader, the energy you put into your team and culture will always determine the quality of it. A leader should create the culture that people feel. Feeling is more powerful than hearing. You just can't create a culture where people hear about what's important. You must create a culture where people feel what's important. A leader must create a culture where people just don't hear your talk, but rather they feel your walk. When they feel the mission and also hear about the mission, they will be on a mission. People will forget what you told them, but they will never forget how you made them feel. Invest in the root if you want the fruit. If you want the fruit, you must invest in the root. It is a lot easier to simply measure the fruit of the tree than it is to cultivate the root. The world measures leaders by their results. If you focus on the fruit and ignore the root, the tree will die. You must keep building your culture. A culture will not sustain itself. You must sustain it. You have to build it, reinforce it, live it, and most of all, fight for it. Your culture is a root that nourishes and produces the fruit. You must invest in your culture in such a way that it becomes stronger than all the forces trying to sabotage it. From your heart, you should broadcast the love, passion, positivity, and purpose that you have for your team, organization, and mission. Create the culture that people feel.
Chapter 4.
Positive leaders create and share a positive vision. A positive leader sees what is possible and then takes the next steps to rally and unite people to create it. Every invention, project, creation, and transformation starts with an idea, an imagination, and a vision of what's possible. History shows us if we have a vision, we can create it. Positive people tap into the power of a vision and find a way forward.
Chapter 5.
Positive leaders lead with optimism, positivity, and belief. The most important characteristic of a leader is optimism. Optimism is the number one key to success. Optimism, positivity, and belief are the fuel that positive leaders need to keep moving forward and drive results. Believe it and you will see it. In order to see results, you have to believe they're possible. If you don't have it, you can't share it. If you don't have optimism and belief, you can't share it. Talk to yourself positively. Just because you have a negative thought does not mean you have to believe it. It's all how you see it. Tell yourself a positive story. Those who see themselves as victims stay down, but those who see themselves as heroes get back up. The stories we tell ourselves determine the life we live. Leadership is a transfer of belief. Reality is not a result of your circumstances, but really a result of your thoughts and beliefs. What you believe makes everything possible.
Chapter 6.
Positive leaders confront, transform, and remove negativity. Being positive will not guarantee that you will succeed, but being negative will guarantee you won't. Being positive also means that you must do your best to weed out the negative. To get rid of negativity, address it, confront it, transform it, or remove it. Don't let energy vampires drain your team or organization with negativity. No energy vampires allowed. Energy vampires can either shape up or ship out. Your positivity must be greater than all the negativity. One person cannot make a team, but one energy vampire can break a team with constant energy draining negativity. Tell the negative energy vampires if they have nothing nice or positive to say, keep it to themselves. Feed the positive and weed out the negative. You must be the kind of leader that people want to follow and not run away from. Closing thoughts. On a scale of 1 to 5, I would give this audible book a 5 for providing many ways on how to become a positive leader through the power of positive leadership. To find out more about this audible book, go to www.audible.com and download this audible book, or go to www.johngordon.com to find out more information and other books written by the author. Remember to hit the subscribe button on your favorite podcast platform so you do not miss an episode. And also remember to please share this episode via text or email with friends and family and other people that you care about. Follow me on Twitter at Kelly Podcast or Instagram at Patrick Kelly Podcast. For more episodes of the Patrick Kelly Podcast for self-development, go to www.thepatrickkellypodcast.com. If you would like to donate $1 or more to the support of this podcast, click the donate button at www.thepatrickkellypodcast.com or go to $PatrickKellyPodcast on Cash App, and I'll be sure to thank you on the next episode. This is the end of this podcast for today. Tune in next week, Sunday, for the next episode and the next audible book of over 300 books that I'll be reviewing on the Patrick Kelly Podcast for Self-Development. If you enjoyed this podcast, take a moment to rate and review on Apple Podcasts. This really helps me out. Feel free to share this podcast with someone you care about. And remember, your life does not get better by chance. It gets better by change. Take care.